We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the three most important things you'll hear today. Alex Dono's top three on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM.
All right, Tito, why don't you give me your number three? We'll both go one by one. You give me your number three, I'll go my number three, and so on. What is your number three? Because we like to start from number three, work our way up to number one. Number three, most overrated food.
Number three overrated food is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Ooh, you know, I agree with you. I mean, it's not in my top three, but I agree that's overrated.
So I don't get the propping up of the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Especially, like, if you're not five anymore.
Yeah, like, if you're a child, if you're a child, that's fine. If you're above the age of 15, it's time to stop, okay? Peanut butter and jelly sandwich is good only because it's so simplistic.
Right.
But even at that rate, it's not very good.
No, it's
like,
not.
It's not a tasty and delicious sandwich. There's a number of combination and at least 1,000 other sandwich combos that I would prefer to a PB&J.
No, because you're thinking about, like, okay, like, a big advantage of PB&J, really quick and easy to throw together, right? But, I mean, it's not that difficult to make a grilled cheese sandwich, right? It's not that difficult if you have some cold cuts in your house to put together, to throw together a turkey sandwich, right? A prison sandwich, like Mark Hockman would call it. It's not that difficult, right? There are other things in my pantry I would eat before PB&J. Like, I got some ramen noodles in my pantry. Right? Like, I've got Nutella. I would much rather eat a Nutella sandwich. I've got that in my pantry.
I'd rather eat just a peanut butter sandwich, no jelly.
Oh, so I think jelly is the problem.
Well, right.
You.
But if we're just going beyond that, I think just the basis of the sandwich, PB&J, and that's it, it's boring. It's overrated.
Wow. See, I agree to an extent. It didn't make my list, though. My number three, and Tito, tell me if I'm crazy on this, right? But I really, and this is definitely a localized South Florida thing. Like, if you're listening from like Wisconsin on the internet, you probably have no idea what I'm even talking about. But I really feel this is number three on my list, that Maduros, but the sweet plantains, very overrated.
I'm a fan, but
overrated.
But I can kind of see why you're saying that, but I'm gonna have to disagree respectfully, and I'm gonna let you explain.
A little too mushy, a little too sweet for me, right? It's like it can't decide if it wants to be a banana or if it wants to be a savory side dish, right? Like, and listen, I'm not Cuban, but I love Cuban food. So, you know, maybe like I don't have an abuela, I have a nonna. So different foods I ate growing up, but I do eat a lot of Cuban food from restaurants, mostly living in Miami. And if I'm ordering at a Cuban restaurant, I will beg them to please substitute tostones that I love for Maduros that I don't care for. Right? Like, to me, it's very overrated how Maduros has to be like the go-to side dish for any meal you get at like La Careta or Versailles. But to me, like I would take tostones over Maduros any day of the week, anytime, anywhere. And it's not to say that I can't eat Maduros. Like, if they're there in front of me, there's nothing else to choose from. Yeah, I can shovel them down the old gullet, but it's not my choice.
You've already upset a large portion of the local following with that.
Listen, man, there are other amazing Cuban foods, right? Like, there are so many other things I would rather go
for. Oh, of course.
Rice and beans.
Croquetas.
Yuca, tostones, croquetas.
Empanadas.
Oh, you're speaking my language now. Woo! Just, I'm not a fan of the sweet plantains. Tito, what's your number two? Number two most overrated food.
Now, number two, I've said this before, but I'll rephrase it again. Mark Hockman didn't like this take, but he didn't like this one. Soup. I think soup is overrated.
Okay, like to me, that's so general. Like, you couldn't have gone with like a bisque
or
a chicken noodle soup, tomato soup.
Any
soup?
The only soup that is worth a squat, Dono. The only soup in this world that is worth squat is French onion soup. You want to know why?
Why?
Because they slather the top with
the
delicious cheese.
Yeah.
And actually, I think the actual soup of French onion soup it's actually pretty good. Everything else, to me, the tomato soup, chicken noodle soup, I've never had matzo ball soup in my life. Anything else to me, it's just, it's not good. It's not worth my time. It's really not worth my time. Man. I'd rather have a salad than have soup.
What about like a good like broccoli cheddar?
No, see?
No?
That's gross. That is gross. Absolutely not. Broccoli cheddar soup, a broccoli cheddar soup, I'd rather just eat the broccoli and cheddar straight up. Like, why are you just making it liquid form for no reason?
You know who hates soup? Doug Plagans, Florida Panthers play by play man.
We've confirmed this.
Yeah, he just cannot eat soup. It's because he had a bad experience. Like back in 1996 when he was a kid, he must have had just a soup that did not agree with his stomach and, you know, was out of commission for a little while and has not eaten soup since.
You know the only occasion that most people have soup is when they're sick. That goes to show you that it's just not that good.
I don't know, man. Like a really good, like a creamy tomato soup, a broccoli and cheddar. I mean, you like French onion. I'll give you that.
Yeah,
it's one
of
my
delicious.
Favorites.
It's the best soup.
I don't know. And a texter writes in, Maduros are not bananas. They are ripe plantains. No, I know that. I said they can't seem to decide if they are a banana or a savory side dish. Like a little too sweet for me. It's not my thing.
The Maduro is inconsistent.
I would take like tostones are one of my favorite foods. Like right, like if I'm making like my big board of like a top 100, and there are a lot of foods that I like, so I'm not going to say they're top 10 or top 20. But if I'm making like a big board top 100, tostones, the green plantains, like the mushed up and fried, that's making my top 100 big board.
Tostones are very good.
So here's my number two most overrated food. I feel very strongly about this one, and in keeping with the theme of overrated, Tito, I should say, these are not necessarily foods that we despise. They're foods we feel like get too much hype for what you're getting.
Absolutely.
So it's not to say that I can't eat any of these things, but I feel very strongly about my number two, popcorn. Popcorn is my number two. Kind of a strange texture. There's more air than actual matter in popcorn, right? And you have to load it up with butter, salt, or cheese just to make it taste good, right? Plain popcorn tastes like nothing because popcorn is primarily made up of absolutely nothing. But you know what the genius of popcorn is? Popcorn has become famous and become popular essentially through brainwashing. Like, you want to know why popcorn is considered to be the quintessential movie theater snack? Because it doesn't make any noise to eat it.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So this goes back probably as long as there have been movie theaters and as long as there has been popcorn. Did Orville Redenbacher, did he invent popcorn? I picture his face on like the popcorn bag.
That's a silly reasoning for popcorn to become the best movie theater food.
Because, it's through a marketing campaign.
Right.
Because back in the 1930s, you know, when the talkies first came out, because I imagine like when the silent pictures were coming out, it doesn't matter how noisy your food is. But once the jazz singer came out, and we're going out to see a talkie today. They're talking pictures, talking movies. All of a sudden you realize you're eating potato chips, which at that time were the popular movie theater snack. You're crunching. Nobody can hear the movie.
That is true.
Movie theaters, great American marketing campaign. You should now eat popcorn. Popcorn is awesome. You don't disturb people when you're eating popcorn.
This is a strong take from you, Dono. This is one of your more fiery, hot food takes.
So you have essentially allowed billionaire movie theater tycoons to brainwash you into thinking popcorn is good when popcorn is mediocre, right? You know, another one that didn't make my list, but cotton candy. Like it's weird. Like it melts in your mouth. Like, what did I just eat? Is there anything there? Like, disappears?
I'm not a fan of cotton candy just because I feel like it's more of a hassle to eat it than anything else.
Texter writes in, popcorn is not advertised as some super tasting food, not overrated. No, I disagree. Like what percentage of movie theater patrons do you think order popcorn? Like, it's probably at least 50%. Like, we have convinced ourselves that you have to eat popcorn, whether you're watching a movie in a theater or you pop it in your microwave at home. I absolutely think popcorn is overrated.
So, fun fact, Dono, according to aghires.com with popcorn facts, Americans consume about 13 billion quarts of popcorn a year.
That's like 12 and a half billion too much.
That,
I mean, come on. What are we doing here? What are we doing? That much popcorn?
It's crazy. You figure, do people really eat popcorn that often? I feel like popcorn is solely reserved
for
movies.
The only time at this point in my life that I ever eat popcorn is it's like after hours at the press box at Hard Rock Stadium. There's always a popcorn machine, and God knows how old the popcorn is in there. But yeah, at a certain point, like the actual like catered food service in the press box may have ended, but you're there, you're cutting up sound, you're covering the game, you're starving to death, and I've got to eat like the entire popcorn machine because there's more air than actual food in popcorn. It's nuts.
It's a fact that movie theaters will reuse popcorn, by the way. So just next time you go there, keep that in mind.
All right, Tito, we've reached the moment of truth. I got to read this text. You must not smoke any weed at all if you don't like popcorn.
Apparently we're not doing it right, Dono.
What is your number one most overrated food?
My number one most overrated food is cheesecake.
Ooh.
I think cheesecake.
See, I really like cheesecake.
I think that there's this big hype about cheesecake when the reality is that you only get it because you see it happens to be on the menu. Whereas regular cake is so much better, Dono. What is so special about cheesecake that makes it better than regular cake?
The density of it. I'm telling you, like the fact that like regular cake, it's a little bit fluffy, it's airy. Like cheesecake packs a punch. It's terrible for you, right? So no cake is healthy. Right, but like you're better off eating like a red velvet or like a chocolate cake because cheesecake is like so packed in and so dense. But to me, like a lot of flavor gets packed in. I really like cheesecake.
I think it's overrated. I think that the reason there's so many flavors of cheesecake is because people have to mask how just bland and regular it is. I think regular cake with frosting and even sometimes ice cream cake is better than regular cheesecake.
I don't know, man. If you've ever had like... they got this one at the Cheesecake Factory where it's like a s'more cheesecake.
I've had it. I've had the cookie dough one, and I think it's good at the Cheesecake Factory. But, like, let's be real. The biggest selling point about the Cheesecake Factory is how much food they have.
Yeah, there's like 20 pages on the menu.
Yeah,
it's
crazy. Like you could literally eat there for months and get a new item every day.
Do you ever think about it? Because, like, sometimes, like, when I'm at Cheesecake Factory, I overthink it because I'm thinking, like, I better order like one of the more popular items because if I order like the last thing on like page 19 of the menu, like they haven't made that for anybody in months. I'm probably getting like if I go to like Cheesecake Factory and like I order the enchiladas, like who's ever ordered enchiladas here? Like they're probably like unfreezing those ingredients from like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat because I feel like. Everyone's always like, "Oh, go get the pasta cheesecake. It's delicious."
That's usually what I get.
But
there,
I don't like pasta more than I've like I like pasta. But
I'm surprised
that
didn't make your list. Then.
Yeah, right. No, I like pasta, and I don't think it's overrated.
Wow.
Either. But like I'd if I'm going somewhere out to eat, I'd rather get like a hearty meal than just pasta.
I'm triggered by this texter. He says,
I know it. I saw it, and the moment it came, I knew you were going to be triggered.
Says number one, Naples pizza. Like, yeah, come on. All right, my number one. I feel very strongly about this. It's like, I can eat it. I'm all right with it. But people go so crazy for this. And they pay so much to eat it. That's a big factor for me. It wasn't a factor in my previous two, right? Like, Maduro's and popcorn are obviously not expensive. But the reason why this item is my number one, I cannot believe the hysteria for this food and what people will pay to eat it. Lobster. Incredibly overrated. Like, people talk about lobster like they would stop their lives just to have lobster. It's overpriced, overrated. And I love seafood, Tito. I would take almost any form of crab leg. You know, my favorite being stone crab, king crab probably being my number two, like snow crab a distant third. But I would take any form of crab leg over lobster. In a lot of situations, I would take shrimp over lobster. And yet people will pay premium prices. Here's a fact about lobster. Again, this was propped up by marketing. Lobster used to be known as the cockroach of the sea. They would feed lobster to people in prison. Like, you'd be in your dark cell. They'd throw in a plate of lobster. You'd say, no, execute me right now. I'd rather be executed today than eat this. And then somehow, through marketing, lobster has become one of the most expensive food items on Earth. Lobster is skimpy, a texter writes. Crab, better than lobster for sure. getting some love on this. And again, it's not saying I'm going to poo-poo on your lobster, right? You give me lobster, I'll eat it, but not at those prices, man. Not at those prices.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.